Esto es Baugen Radio. Ahora en Baugen Radio, English O'Clock, con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio, my high-level superstars, Juan, Victor, Annette, and Mamen. How are you guys?
Hello.
Fine. Thank you.
We haven't seen each other for like months.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Victor, I've seen Victor before summer, I think.
But only once, as far as I can remember.
After summer, I saw you once. Juan, I don't think I saw.
After summer.
Yes. After summer.
I don't think we've
seen coincided.
Each other. No.
Yes, he is
we
like...
saw us through the window.
Oh, that's right. Because you were here for Richard's show, and I stopped by, I walked by, so we saw each other. But we didn't actually talk, so it's great to have you.
I thought I had seen you, because as I listened to you...
Yeah. It's like I'm right there.
No.
It's like family, isn't it?
All right. All games and fun until it gets serious with English. So I'm going to start with the first question, which is a Twitter question. I want, I'm telling you the following. He said to me, don't prepare the speech. And I'm asking you, what did he tell me? What did he tell me? All right. So he said to me, don't prepare the speech. So I'm asking you, what did he tell me? All right. So that's what you have to answer on Twitter. And we're going to do a question mix, which goes like this. Do you drink more or less than 2 liters of water a day?
I drink less than 2 liters of water a day.
Very good. And here goes Victor's speech of, you know, how important it is to drink water.
But I drink 1.5 liters.
Yeah, but that's harmful, you know, so it's up to you.
It's harmful to drink less than 2 liters. Because from what I understand, correct
two
me
liters,
if I'm wrong.
2 liters, I think, is too much.
I drink 2.5 liters minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
2.5.
2.5 liters. I get myself those 2.5 liter bottles. That's right there. And I try to drink it in my work hours, in the 8 hours I'm here in the office.
I drink.
To tell you the truth,
I don't know how much
very
I drink.
Very good. So to make a long story short, it is very important to drink water.
After telling mom enough, we can continue.
To tell you the truth, I don't know how much I drink because I don't.
You don't measure it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's the dangerous part of. I mean, obviously, if you drink a bottle of water and another one, you're fine. But then the same thing, but in a worse, how do I explain this? If you don't control what you eat, you can eat too much.
Yes.
But if you don't control what you drink, you can drink too little. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's true.
You know? So you have to have a set plate of what you're going to eat so you can control what you eat. But then if you don't control what you drink, at the end of the day, you're like, gee, I didn't even drink a liter. You know, and that's obviously, if it happens in a day, it's okay. But if it happens every day through a long, prolonged period of time, it's not good. Anyways, second question. Ask me if I have ever tried on a wedding dress.
Have you ever tried on a wedding dress?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Stephen went to Boston on the 11th. Today is the 16th, and he is still there. So
Stephen has been there for 5 days, and he's been there since the 11th.
Very good. Has it ever taken you an hour to fill out a form?
Probably, yes. It's to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think...
An hour?
Now
what were you applying for?
English lesson.
That's because you are in the enough a public officer, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because everything is about forms and very long. The longer, the better.
Now, funny thing with filling out, you can actually say fill in as well.
You need to
fill in.
You need to fill in
the blanks.
The blanks exactly. In order to fill out.
Exactly. So I always say fill out. I don't know. Fill out, for me, it's fill out a form. It's never fill in a form. But then there are people who say, you need to fill in this document or whatever. Yeah. For me, it's fill out. I don't know why. Anyways, I haven't watched the newest Star Wars movie. And you?
No, neither have I.
Neither have I. Very good. And what are the Olsen twins famous for? The Olsen twins.
Ocean Twins.
The Olsen.
They are famous because they are actresses.
They're actresses, all right. But give me the structure with famous for.
For being acting. For
helper.
They are famous for.
Is Paris famous for?
For its.
Paris is famous for its. Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
So what are the Olsen twins famous for?
They are famous for their acting.
They're famous for their acting, or they're famous for their fashion company, or whatever it is. Very good. And has summer finished yet?
Unfortunately, yes, it has finished.
It has finished?
It has already finished.
Very good. It's already finished. Very good. And when was the last time you had cottage cheese?
I think I've never had cottage cheese.
You've never
but,
had
but
cottage
I say
cheese?
That I, last time I had cottage cheese was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Very good. Do you know what cottage cheese is?
No, I don't know.
Don't know what cottage cheese is? It must be a German thing then.
It's like a bit granulado.
Sí, como queso granulado. Como queso, como requesón.
Fresco, no?
Fresco, granulado. But
it tastes wonderful.
It tastes wonderful, but it tastes a lot different than queso, than requesón.
Ah, okay.
Because requesón...
I think it's Greek. Could be?
I think it's German.
German.
Ah. Well, I don't even remember if I've ever seen that kind of cheese.
Yeah. Oh man, I love I love it. It's one of my favorite. It tastes like kind of like yogurt, but it has a nice I don't know.
It's milky and
But at the same time, it's a little bit sour.
Sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go out and try cottage cheese. I try to have it for dinner every single day because I really like it. I really like it. Anyways, how often did you get gas last month? Moment.
I get gas every week.
But how often?
I get gas every...
How often did you get gas last month?
I got gas every week. Oh, last month.
What does it mean
to get gas?
To get gas is
to use gas at home. Mm-hmm.
No. To get gasoline.
Ah, to get. Oh, okay.
To get gas.
Petrol.
To get petrol.
Oh yes. That's I understand.
Very good. To get gas. Very good. How do you have your coffee, Juan? How do you have your coffee? With cold, hot, or lukewarm milk?
I only drink black coffee without milk.
So
with so many options.
It's crazy. My boyfriend literally goes crazy when he goes to Germany and he's like, I just want a café con leche. And there you have like, I don't know, frappuccinos and cappuccinos and café au lait and café latte. And he's like, leave me alone. I just want un café con leche. I'm like, but... And then you tell the waitress, like, pues un café con leche. And they're like, yeah, but café latte o café olé o cappuccino o qué? You know? So it drives him crazy. And then he obviously said, bueno, pues un café latte, which is kind of like a café con leche.
But it's not.
Exactly. So he drinks and he's like,
but I think
you guys have
Spain
the worst
is worse coffee. Because we like... Everyone likes coffee in a different way.
Sure.
If you're in a group of people, everyone happens very often.
Yes. Every one of the group chooses something different.
But not only that, but then there's also, I'd like skimmed milk without lactose. So lactose-free skimmed milk. Me too. And then somebody else said, oh, do you have almond milk? Yes, and I'd like almond milk, but lukewarm, please. Oat milk, exactly.
And not in a cup, but in a glass.
Exactly. Yes. That's me as well. And the worst thing is when you're done, the whole group has ordered, the waiter or the waitress has something in their head, and then you're like, ay, el café con leche pero desnatada sin lactosa podría ser en vaso. She's like, no.
The only waiters who are patient are the Portuguese.
That's true.
Portuguese people are so, they are nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was in the summer in there.
In Portugal?
In Portugal. And I think they are really, really polite.
Yeah.
And really, really nice.
Yeah. They're really nice. It's true. But it's not that big of a deal here, because in the end, the amount of coffee that you add to your, the amount of milk that you add to your coffee differs. But in Germany, the texture differs as well. So you can get those, this foamy kind of milk, and then it's just messy. Café con leche. Anyways, will there be a public holiday next week?
Yes, there will.
Yes, there will, as a matter of fact. Very good. The path was so narrow that she couldn't walk on it. Give me the sentence with such.
It was such a narrow path that she couldn't walk on it.
Very good. It was such a stressful moment that he had to sit down afterwards. Give me the sentence with so.
It was so stressful.
Mm-mm.
He was so stressful.
The sentence is, it was such a stressful moment that he had to sit down afterwards. You have to start with the moment.
The moment was so stressful.
Very good.
That he had to sit
down.
Down.
Afterwards.
Afterwards.
Again.
The moment was so stressful
mm-hmm.
that he had to sit down.
Afterwards.
Very good.
All right. Next question. I'm very, very interested about what you're going to answer. Would you tell somebody if they had something stuck in their teeth, Mamen?
Yes, I would.
Regardless who it is?
No. I think so.
Yeah? Okay. What about you?
If I hate him, I wouldn't say that.
Or maybe I would really do that like this.
Yeah.
Let's say that as a rule of thumb, we would, but there could be some exceptions.
That's true. Next sentence, another interesting part. Would you tell somebody that their fly was open, Annette?
Yes, if it's
a known person I know. Okay, if it's a
of
person,
of course I would say it
mm-hmm.
in a very polite way and a bit. Un poco discreta, a bit
in a discreet way.
In a discreet way.
Now I don't know what it is with these kind of things. Like if you have something stuck in your teeth or if your fly is open. By the way, what is fly? La cremallera. Very good. It's spelled like fly, like the mosca. Why the person who sees it feels uncomfortable?
For the other person.
You put it in their shoes or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's like, oye, perdona, que la cremallera. You know, and then you feel, and then, exactly. And then you feel you're quite violent, you know, doing somebody a favor. And then the worst thing is spending a whole night, you know, with friends in a restaurant and laughing and maybe there was a guy you wanted to impress, and then you come home and you're like, you smile at yourself. Wow, this was a great night. And then you have like a piece of spinach. And you're like, sean cabrones, mis amigos. They didn't let me know. You know. Or the same thing with the open fly. I mean, imagine you're giving a presentation. You're like, wow, this went really well. You know, and then you go to the bathroom. You're like, hang on, why is this open?
In the case of the fly, maybe you don't say it because you don't want to admit that what you were looking at.
That's true.
Yes.
Anyways, us humans. Mm. All right, next sentence. Even though he has a lot of work, he's very relaxed about it. Give me the sentence with in spite of.
In spite of having a lot of work.
A lot of work.
He's very...
relaxed.
Relaxed about it.
Very good. Repeat.
Despite having a lot of work.
In spite of.
In spite of having a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
He's very relaxed about it.
Very good. Despite
having a lot of work, he's very relaxed about it.
Very good. In spite of the fact that
In spite of the fact that
he has... a lot of...
In spite of the fact that he has a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Or not to do.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
To be.
He's very...
polite.
He's very relaxed about
He's very relaxed about...
About it.
He's very relaxed about it.
Very good. Despite the fact that...
Despite the fact that he has a lot of work to do, he's very relaxed about it.
Very good, very good. And when was the last time you ran into an old high school friend?
Well, the last time I ran into an old school friend, it could be... Probably 1 or 2 years ago.
1 or 2 years ago, very good. And did you sing in a choir when you were a teenager?
Yes, I sang.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Very good. And do you know anybody who reads one book a day?
No, I don't.
Very good. And do you have more patience than an elementary school teacher?
No, I don't.
Give me the full sentence.
I don't have as much patience as...
But the question is, do you have more patience?
I don't have more patience than a school teacher.
An elementary school teacher.
I don't have more patience than an elementary school teacher.
Which means...
That he has less patience than an elementary school teacher.
Which means that an elementary school teacher
has more patience than he.
Patience?
Patience than he.
Very good, which means?
That he doesn't have as much patience as an elementary good teacher.
Elementary school teacher, very good, which means?
That an elementary school teacher doesn't have as little patience as I do.
As I do. Very good, very good. And ask me when the last time I bought curtains was.
When was the last time you bought curtains?
The last time I bought curtains was about a month and a half ago. And I'm actually very proud of myself because you know how there's a standard length to curtains.
Yes.
If you're lucky, your ceilings are just the height of the... But that's hardly ever happens.
Yes.
So obviously I hung them up and then there was about, I don't know, 25 centimeters mopping the floor. You know? So there is this one thing that you can buy. And so it's kind of like a piece of... A strip of... Yeah, it's not really tape, but it looks like tape. So you fold over the curtain and then you iron it and then it gets stuck and then you just cut the leftover. So I did that. It's a bit crooked, but you can hardly see it. So I'm very proud of myself because I didn't actually have to get it done. I did it myself.
Oh, great. Nice.
She's a handy woman.
How long has it taken you to reach your current position at work?
How long has it taken you? It's taken me almost 10 years to get my current position at work.
Very good. And do you have any plans for October 12th?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Very good. And ask me if I will be renovating my kitchen next week.
Are you going?
Ask me if I will be renovating my kitchen.
Will you renovate?
Will you be?
Will you be renovating your kitchen next week?
Yes. Wow. Yes, I will be renovating my kitchen next week. Starting this weekend, I'm going to be renovating my kitchen.
That's great.
Wow. It is. It's positive stress.
How long will they come to renovate it? Finish their works?
Initially, they say 6 days. So they are going to start on Tuesday. I have to start this weekend, like emptying the cabinets and cleaning out stuff and thinking about what to toss and what to give away and what to keep. And then on Sunday, we want to toss everything out. And then on Tuesday, the workers come in and start renovating the kitchen. They have about 6 days. So on the 22nd, which is 2 weeks from coming Monday, they're supposed to install the kitchen. So I'm going to be kitchenless for 3 weeks, which is a bit scary because, you know, you're used to, you know, eating at home and then cooking and stuff. But my boyfriend.
And because you're you.
Exactly.
And your parents-in-law, live they near?
Do they live near?
Do they live near?
My father-in-law does. My father-in-law does. He lives like 5 minutes from our house. So we could eventually go and have dinner at his house. And then my mother-in-law lives a little bit further, but there are plenty of restaurants. And my boyfriend is actually cooking today all day to like freeze loads of food. But it will be interesting. It will be interesting. Anyways, so are you fussy when it comes to food?
No, not really. I'm not.
Very good. Do you know how long it takes to make puff pastry?
No, I don't. Puff pastry.
Yes.
Pastry for making croissants or things like that. No, I don't.
So puff pastry is?
Yes, hojaldre.
Hojaldre, that's right. Puff pastry is hojaldre. And have you ever tried to make puff pastry?
No, I haven't.
Profiterole. Okay, but is that puff pastry though? I don't think that's puff pastry. Yeah, I've been pointing to it. I don't think that's puff pastry. No. It's a different kind of pastry. I don't know though. I'm not a specialist in, because I actually really don't like profiteroles.
No,
never like
them. But not
not the chocolate, not the whipped cream, not the ice cream ones. No.
Well, but la mezcla,
the dough.
The dough.
No, because it's kind of... No. I think it has a lot of fat.
Ah, well.
De manteca de cerdo. And I don't like that kind of dough. You know, I prefer whatever has butter.
Hmm.
Butter is more than welcome, but manteca.
It has butter.
Yeah.
In Germany it has.
Has
butter,
yeah.
not manteca. It has mantequilla.
Anyways, so puff pastry is okay.
It's very difficult to make.
To make, yes. It's one of the most difficult.
The temperature
difficult.
Of the... How do you say that? To the encimera. How do you say
the counter.
The counter.
Or the countertop.
Mm-hmm. Has to be a certain temperature. Things.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
It's very complicated.
And then you have to like fold the butter. It has to be kind of like a square, and then you have to fold it over and then roll it out
and then fold it over again and again.
So it takes forever and it's really complicated.
It's
I haven't tried it.
To buy it down. And
Yeah. But it's not the same, obviously. Anyways, would you like to know how to make puff pastry?
No, not really.
No,
I wouldn't.
Very good.
I have other priorities.
Yeah, I understand.
Eggs or French fries, things.
Not really.
Next one. Is making puff pastry easier or more complicated than making short pastry? Now, what is short pastry?
I don't know what it is.
Short pastry is masa quebrada.
Oh, yeah.
Masa quebrada, which is not an easy
it's
dough
not
either.
Easy
but
it's not easy. It's easier, but it's not. The good thing about short pastry is that it's very flexible.
Yeah.
So even if it breaks, you can kind of piece it back together. But when it comes to puff pastry, it's a lot more complicated. Anyway, so going back to the question, is making puff pastry easier or more complicated than making short pastry?
It is more complicated
than making
short pastry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's the spelling of short.
Short, as in long and
it's
short.
It's not already, but I was thinking of short in like putting in order. I don't know. Well, right.
Okay. No, short, corto, and pastry.
Shorting, all right.
Short pastry.
And what's the spelling of dough pastry? No, how do you say?
Puff.
P-U-F-F.
P-U-F-F.
Puff. Puff pastry. So give me the full sentence again. Is making puff pastry easier or more complicated than making short pastry?
Making puff pastry is more complicated than making short pastry.
Which means?
Means that making short pastry
mm-hmm.
is... less difficult.
Easier.
It's easier than making puff pastry.
And you know what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
That making puff pastry isn't as easy as making short pastry.
Which means?
Which means that puff pastry... That making short pastry is more difficult...
Isn't
as difficult as making puff pastry.
That's right. Very good. And should or shouldn't you... respect elder people.
We really should respect elderly people.
Very good. And ask me if I'm grateful for the experiences I get to live in my life.
Are you grateful for the experiences you are able to...
You get to live?
You get to live in your life?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you're grateful about... If you're grateful for your
experience... For the experiences?
For the experiences...
you get to live?
You get to live...
In your life.
In your life.
Very good. Very good. So what am I about? So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if you are grateful for the experiences...
You get to live?
You get to live in your life.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You are about to answer if you're grateful for the experiences you get to live in your life.
Boom! Very good. Mic drop. Very good. Yes, I am very grateful for the experiences I get to live in my life. Get to do something is a nice... Sí. What? How do you say it in Spanish?
Tener la oportunidad.
Tener la oportunidad. That's right. So I get to do something, pues tuve la oportunidad de hacerlo. Or I was very lucky, I got to see a lion when I was doing a safari, whatever. Pues tener la oportunidad, llegar a tener la oportunidad de algo. Right, we still have 10 questions to go in our question mix, so stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
No sé si hacerme una Spanish omelette o freírme un egg con unas potatoes. Mira, mejor me hago una cheeseburger.
Mira, mejor hazte un trimestral.
¿Un qué?
Un curso trimestral de Vaughan. Con los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, en solo 3 meses mejorarás tu nivel de inglés y aprenderás a pronunciar Spanish omelette, egg, potatoes y cheeseburger.
Clases 100% método Vaughan, para todos los niveles. No te quedes sin tu plaza. Déjate de líos y mejor, hazte un trimestral. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante, a llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Libro recomendado.
Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es un libro de autoestudio que está pensado para acompañar a nuestro bestseller Inglés Gramática Fácil. El libro trabaja desde las estructuras más básicas hasta las más complejas a través de ejercicios clásicos de Vaughan, como la traducción inversa, la formación de preguntas y respuestas o la práctica de oraciones afirmativas, negativas e interrogativas. También incluye ejercicios clásicos como completar o unir frases. Su estructura sigue el orden de Inglés Gramática Fácil, libro de referencia de gramática de Vaughan Systems, por lo que Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es perfecto para consolidar lo aprendido. Incluye más de 700 ejercicios escritos, así como 180 ejercicios enfocados en el listening. Incluye audio descargable en MP3.
Consíguelo en nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are behind quite a bit because we haven't even finished the question. Nos liamos, y al final, pues, second half. All right. How far is it from here to the airport, Victor?
It is kind of 30 minutes far from here to the airport.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes from here to the airport. Okay. Very good. They said to me, don't talk while you're eating. What did they tell me?
They told you not to talk while you are eating.
Very good. And how many packages did you send last month?
I sent 2 packages last month.
And so far this month?
I've sent 1 package so far this month.
All right. Very good. I haven't been to New York. And you?
Me neither.
Or
neither do I.
Neither have I. Or the long version?
I haven't been to New York either.
Very good. And have you ever spoken to a government official?
To the government official?
Yeah, to a government official.
Yes, I have.
Very good. And ask me if there is a kiwi on my desk.
Is there a kiwi on your desk?
Yes, there is.
The animal or the fruit?
Oh, imagine that. The animal.
The animal.
Actually, the animal. No, it's the fruit. It's the fruit. It's a yellow kiwi that's on my desk. I don't have coffee every day. And you?
I have.
I do.
Yeah.
Very good. And when was the last time you had a Thai full body massage?
Body massage I had in 1984.
1984, my birth year. That's amazing.
Our birth year.
No. In 1983, when I got married in Thailand.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. All right. Very good. And the last one. Barbara went to Cairo on the 21st and came back on the 25th. Which means?
Barbara has been in.
She went to Cairo on the 21st and came back on the 25th. She's not there anymore.
She has been in Cairo.
She's not there anymore.
She has been.
No, she was.
She was in Cairo for 5 days.
For
4 days.
Yes. So she was in Cairo from?
She was in Cairo from the 21st to the 25th.
Very good. What's your doubt with have been or has been?
Yes, it's always a problem.
Yeah.
When I tell I was there, they tell me, no, you have been there because you are still living.
No, but that's different. You can say I've been to the US, for example, because you're talking about a life experience. So the frame where you talk about that experience is your life, right? So it's because you're still living, you use the
present tense. So I can't say I was in New York.
Yes, you can. I was in New York last week. But usually with was, you have to give a time period.
Ah.
You know? Yeah, I was in New York 2 years ago. Have you ever been to New York? Yeah, I have. I've been to New York. And then you don't have to give a time period. Because what we understand is that the time period you refer to is your entire life. Uh-huh. You see? So if you're talking about Barbara being in Cairo, she went to Cairo from the 21st to the 25th. So that's in the past.
She was in Cairo for five days.
Exactly. So you give a time period. And that time period is no longer valid because it's in the past. But now if I ask you, has Barbara ever been to Cairo? Yes, she has. She's been to Cairo in her life. As a matter of fact, she was in Cairo last month from the 21st to the 25th. You see the difference?
Yes.
Okay. Good. We're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet number 5. We're going to look at lists 11 and 12. Let's see how you do. So 11 and 12. And they go like this. En consecuencia.
Consequently.
Consequently or?
In consequence.
Or?
Accordingly.
Accordingly. Very good. Accordingly. Burocracia.
Bureaucracy.
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 Very good. Encantado.
Delighted.
Delighted. Very good. Goma espuma. Toma.
I don't have a clue.
Mamen.
Foam rub.
Rubber.
Foam rubber.
Yes.
Foam rubber.
Foam rubber. Very good. Dudoso.
Doubtly.
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
Or?
Hesitant.
Hesitant. Very good. Logística.
Logistics.
Very good. Ruinas.
Ruins.
That's right. Very good. Cisne. Cisne.
Swan.
Swan. Very good. Considerar.
To deem.
To deem. Very good. Suspirar. Suspirar.
Oh, yeah.
Ay. It's very similar, actually.
Yes. On the teeth of my tongue, but...
Sigh. It's sigh to sigh. Yeah. Very good. Sight es vista and to sigh es suspirar. Sight. No tiene nada que ver. Echar la siesta.
To take a nap.
To take a nap. Very good. Volcán. Very similar.
Volcán?
Volcano.
Volcano.
Volcano. Very good. Responsable.
In charge of or responsible?
Or? There's another one.
Accountable.
Accountable. Oh. Very good.
In the little story, we use that word. Don't you remember?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You had to write a story about that. True. Artificial.
Artificial.
Very good. Alentador. Alentador. So, it has something to do with courage.
Encouraging.
Very good. Loco.
Insane.
Insane. Very good. You could also say crazy. Insane or... But look, insane, you would say...
And mad?
Yeah, well, the thing is, mad has two meanings. You can be mad at someone, enfadado, or you can be mad as in crazy. Insane is the opposite of sane. En su sano juicio, would be sane, a sane person. Insane is the opposite.
Enfermo. Yeah.
Yes, but you could also say, what? That's insane.
Yeah.
Es una locura.
Es una locura. Mm.
But in a positive way. You know, the concert was insane. And you can also say, what I find quite funny is the word sick. A lot of young people, suena como si tuviera 50 años, like young people nowadays, a lot of young people say, that's sick. Yeah. You know, for when it's really awesome. I never said it. But a lot of young people say, wow, that's sick. And you're like, no, it's not. It's actually really cool, but it's not sick. Anyways, cobijo.
Shelter.
Shelter, very good. Especias.
Species. Spices.
Very good. What is especies? Especies are... Species. Species. So spices, especies. Sudor.
Sweat.
Sweat. Very good. Estar bajo juramento.
To be under...
It's the kind of milk that you like, but with an H at the end. What kind of milk do you like?
Lactose free.
No. Lactoso. To be under lactoso.
To be under lactose free.
No, you don't like almond milk. You prefer the other one that you prefer.
Under oath.
Oath.
Yeah,
very good. To be under oath. Very good. Pelar.
To peel.
Very good. Apuntarse para.
To sign up for.
Very good. Aprovecharse de.
To take advantage of.
Very good. Concluir.
To conclude.
There or to
finish.
How do you say envolver un regalo?
To wrap up.
To wrap up. That's right. Concluir, to wrap up. To wrap up the presentation, I want to say. Voluntario.
Volunteer.
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 Volunteer. Very good. All right. Take out a piece of paper. Take out a pen, because we're going to do numbers. An email dictation. Hold We're on. Going to do an email dictation.
I don't have a piece of paper.
Here. All right. So the first email dictation.
Sorry.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. The first email dictation is, you know, the other day a student said to me, nobody has those long, insane email addresses. I'm like, yeah.
Yes, that's true.
I know. But then you still have to concentrate and you know, even if I dictated my email address to you, you'd still be like, what? You know, so I might as well just make them longer and make them more complicated for you. So the first one is jkaustinpTW@goodmorningmadrid.es. I'm going to repeat very quickly. jkaustinpTW@goodmorningmadrid.es. If you read it, it's Good Morning Madrid. Next one, number two is sktpdiy. sktpdiy@nospam.co.uk. I repeat, sktpdiy@nospam.co.uk. Number three, toutrueewiyou@iou.co.uk. I repeat, toutrueewiyou@iou.co.uk. Next one, number four is PW, two more to go, PWBHERL@HADMAIL.DE. I repeat, PWBHERL@HADMAIL.DE. And the last one goes like this, sam_brown_dot_me@zmail.net. I repeat, sam_brown_dot_me@zmail.net. Questions? They're still writing. Questions, difficulties, doubts? No. All right.
It's
a wonderful exercise. I know.
Yes.
All right. Juan, why don't you give me the first one?
J-K-U-S-T.
No, J-K-A.
J-K-A-U-S-T-I-N-P-T-W.
Very good.
@goodmorningmadrid.es.
Very good. Very good. It's jkaustinptw@goodmorningmadrid.es. Very good. Mama, number two.
SKT TPDIY.
Very good.
At NOSPAOIA. Mm-hmm. m.co.uk.
Very good. It's SKTPDIY@nospam.co.uk. Very good. Victor, next one.
TOODRUEWITHYOU at IO.IOU. IOU.
Mm-hmm.
.co.uk.
Very good. Too true with you at IOU.co.uk. Very good. Annette, next one.
PWBHERL mm-hmm. dot.
No.
No, no. At.
At.
HAD dot MAIL dot DE.
DE. Very good. Mamen, first part of the last one.
SAN underscore.
Very good. Juan, continue.
BROWN.
Very good. Underscore.
Underscore.
Very good. Victor, continue.
DOT underscore.
Very good. Continue.
ME.
Very good. Anna, Annette?
ME.
Yes.
Z dot M.
No. At Z.
At M. Z. M. A. I. L. dot net.
All right. Mistakes. One. Come on, at least say one.
No, no.
To make them feel better.
The last one, a lot
the
of
last
mistakes.
One. Okay, okay. So two mistakes, Victor?
And two mistakes in the first, in the second one.
Okay, very good. Victor?
I've got six in total.
Okay, Mamen?
One.
Wow, look at you.
Oh my
very
God.
Good.
Canchita.
Very good. All right, we're going to do, I was planning on doing few, less, etc., but we're going to take a look at to be used to and to get used to. What does to be used to mean? What does to be used to mean?
Estar acostumbrado.
Estar acostumbrado a.
Ah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So in English, there is another way of saying it. It's to be accustomed to something. We hardly ever say it because it's just easier to say I'm used to. I'm used to being on the radio. Estoy acostumbrada a estar en la radio. I'm accustomed to being on the radio. All right. And then there is another one that's to get used to. What is to get used to?
Acostumbrarse.
Sí, acostumbrarse. Me estoy acostumbrando. I'm getting used to, I don't know, running twice a week. I'm getting used to it. Me estoy acostumbrando. I'm becoming accustomed. All right? So I'm going to give you sentences with accustomed or getting accustomed, and you have to transform them to sentences using to be used to or to get used to. Okay, so the first one is, Nigel is accustomed to living well.
Nigel is used to living well.
Very good. Nigel is used to living well. Very good. Ronnie is accustomed to asking his father for money. Nuestro personaje.
Ronnie is used to asking his father for money.
Very good. It took me a long time to get accustomed to Spanish food.
It took me a lot of time.
A long time.
A long time. To get used to Spanish food.
Very good. Don't worry, you'll get accustomed to it.
Don't worry, you'll be used to
you'll
it.
You'll get?
You'll get used to it.
You'll get used to it. Very good. I can't get accustomed to married life.
I can't get used to married life.
Very good. Aki is getting accustomed to working in Louisiana.
Aki is getting used to working in Louisiana.
Very good. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent.
I'll understand you mm-hmm. when you get used to, when I get used to understand you.
No,
when I get used to.
Acento. When I get used to acento.
To your accent.
That's it. When I get used to your accent.
When I get used to your accent.
Very good. So the sentence was, you'll understand me better once you get used to my accent. You'll understand me better once you get accustomed to my accent. So you'll understand me better once you get used to my accent. Very good. Philip never gets accustomed to traveling in his job.
Philip never gets used to traveling in his job.
Very good. Nancy is accustomed to dealing with a lot of different people.
Nancy is used to working?
Dealing.
Nancy is used to dealing with a lot of people.
different people.
Oh, sorry. Nancy is used to dealing with different people.
A lot of different people. But it's okay, it's okay, it's all right. My sister is accustomed to decorating restaurants.
Your sister is used to decorating restaurants.
Very good. As soon as you get accustomed to the food, you'll enjoy Spain.
As soon as you get used to get into the... No. As soon as you get used to the food...
Yes.
You'll be...
You'll
enjoy Spain.
Very good. How long did it take you to get accustomed to the Madrid accent?
It wasn't difficult for me to get used to it.
Very good. It wasn't difficult for you to get used to it. Very good. Very good. If you're not accustomed to the music, it sounds strange.
If you're not used to the music, it sounds strange.
Very good. It took me a month to get accustomed to it.
It took me a month to get used to it.
Very good. I'm accustomed to working in a large organization.
I'm used to working in a large organization.
Very good. I'm accustomed to the people here. I'm accustomed to the people here. Ya estoy acostumbrada.
I'm accustomed.
But change it to used to.
Yeah. I'm used to the people here.
Yes. I'm used to the people here. Very good. I'm accustomed to the food.
I'm used to the food.
I'm used to the food. Very good. I'm accustomed to the management style.
You are used to the management style.
Very good. I'm accustomed to the office atmosphere.
I'm used to the office atmosphere.
Very good. I've even gotten accustomed to my boss.
I've even gotten used to my boss.
That's right. It took me a few years to get accustomed to everything.
It took me a few years to get used to what?
Everything.
Everything.
Very good. But now I'm accustomed to the working culture here.
You're used to at the...
The working culture?
The working culture here.
Very good. You're used to the working culture here. So you see when there's a verb following, getting used to... To get used to drinking, eating, living. So it's always in gerund. Or I'm used to eating octopus.
Always ing.
When it comes to I'm used to or I get used to, yes. So when something new happens in your life that you have to acostumbrarte a ello, the process of getting used to starts. Okay, so I'm getting used to working or traveling in my job. All right, so imagine tomorrow I start a new position in a different company and I have to travel 4 out of 5 days. So I'm not used to it. Pues no estoy acostumbrada. So I'm starting to get used to it. I'm getting used to it. Me estoy acostumbrando. I'm getting used to traveling 4 out of 5 days. So in a year we speak again. And ya es normal. Ya, I travel every day. It's perfectly normal. Then I can say, I'm used to traveling 4 times a day. But in both cases, I'm getting used to traveling and I'm used to traveling. Traveling is in the gerund. Okay, so that doesn't change. Now, there is another used to in the English language, which is yo antes, solía. Mm-hmm. I used to. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Okay, but for now, we're just focusing on either being used to something, estar acostumbrado a algo, o estar acostumbrándose a algo. So either the process or the fact. Not what we used to do, lo que antes hacíamos. All right, so that's two different things. What's important for now is that you understand that to be used to and to get used to is followed by a gerund. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah? Oh my God, the time flies so badly today. It's crazy. All right, so we're not going to do a translation list. We're not going to do a vocabulary list today. But we are going to take a very short look at short answers. So does it snow often in the Sahara Desert, Juan?
No, it doesn't.
Will there be a parliamentary election next week?
No, it won't.
Ain?
No, it won't.
Ain?
You said, there, will there be?
Yes, and you were saying?
No, there won't.
I didn't hear the there. But very good.
It's what I said, I guess.
I guess you didn't say it clear enough, though.
I will repeat it.
I have to tell you something. It's a very short anecdote. So I was filming the TV show I have with kids and cooking called Panda Kitchen. And I remember there was a boy. He had to... The kids had to... recycle certain things. So we took the things out of the bin and they had to tell me what it was. So one thing was a can, unas latas, una lata. So I said to him, and what is this? And he said, una lata. And I was like, a can. So he was supposed to repeat a can. And he said, una lata. And I said, a can. And he said, una lata. And it was surreal. It was like, what is happening? And that was filming. So I was like, what is this kid thinking? So obviously what he was understanding was, again.
Again.
Not a can. Okay. Which is why he kept repeating, was una lata, una lata, una lata. And I was like, why aren't you saying a can? You know, that was really funny. Anyways, let's take a look at our Twitter question. It went like this. He said to me, don't prepare the speech. Don't prepare the speech. So what did he tell me? One, two, three.
He told you not to prepare the speech.
Yes. He told you not to prepare the speech. Don't prepare the speech. Don't do it. So he told me not to prepare the speech, which I would never do. I would always go into a speech half prepared, because not preparing for a speech is not an option. Anyways, time flew by today, so I'm very happy to have you guys back on air.
Thank you
so much for coming. Thank you guys out there for listening to us, and have a fantastic weekend. And see you on Monday, same time, same place.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Escuchando Baugan Radio.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Baugan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Baugan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Baugan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupobaugan.com/seminario.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas.